Vostok 2018 kicks off Tuesday in eastern Russia with nearly 300,000 Russian troops, 36,000 military vehicles, and more than 1,000 aircraft. The drills are the largest ever for the Russian military, dethroning a similar exercise back in 1981. And this time, the Chinese People's Liberation Army is part of the action.
Today is the beginning of the Vostok 2018 military drills. An enemy force is invading into Russia in the playbook, and in the coming days, the Chinese forces is cooperating with the Russian counterpart to counterattack their invasion. And in the coming days, they will push back from the air and on the land to win the final triumph.
In the first 2 days, the two armies will focus mainly on tactical plans and coordinating military activities. The final drills will take place on Thursday.
Vostok 2018 is designed as a complete military campaign. It includes 3 stages: mobile defense, fire strikes, and counterattacks. It's a good exercise for our troops and commanding power at all levels.
China's contingent consists of over 3,200 soldiers, over 1,000 pieces of military equipment, and 36 wing planes and helicopters. They are co-training with the Russian forces at Sukhoi Training Range.
Though with so many equipment and forces, unlike the many China-Russian military drills before, this one is not a joint military drill.
In a joint military drill, the two sides together will set up the strategies and tactics. But this time, the Chinese army is embedded, so to speak, into Russia's domestic drills.
In the past, most China-Russia joint military drills focused on anti-terrorism. But in this drill, the two armies are simulating a classical warfare, striking traditional threats.
It symbolizes the China-Russia comprehensive strategic partnership of coordination and how cooperation between the two armies has upgraded into a new level.
According to the commanding headquarters of the Chinese army in the drills are not aimed at any third party. Gu Lingfei, CGTN, Sukhoi Training Range in East Russia.